This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. What Charles Spurgeon said of Psalm 131 is so true. He said, "It is one of the shortest psalms to read, but one of the longest to learn." That's exactly so. 30 words, 3 verses, a lifelong course. The lesson? Humility. David said, "Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty." What a surprising statement. It seems as though he was doing the opposite, boasting about his humility. And what a difficult statement. Can you really say what David said without a convicting conscience? We often confess just the opposite. "Lord, my heart is proud, and my eyes are haughty." And what a real statement. "Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty." Humility should mark a Christian. And David, in some measure and at some point, came to learn humility before God. Once like a child demanding milk from his mother, he eventually was weaned. And as it were, he came to rest before God like a child on its mother's lap. No more selfish demands. Humility will mark us if we come to terms with two things. First, the lordship of God. David said, "I do not involve myself in great matters or things too difficult for me." Now, he wasn't referring to such things as applied physics or neuroscience. Rather, he saw that it wasn't for him to know God's secrets. Instead, he must walk by faith, trusting what God had already said and promised and commanded in Scripture. To be humble, we must also know a second point, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This not only shatters pride, it brings humility. This exposes you for what you are, a sinful creature needing a perfect Savior. It also shows that the salvation brought to any repentant sinner is brought purely by God's grace. Oh, to be such a weaned child. And so if you would be humble as God sees it, come to terms with the lordship of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. This accountability fosters true humility. Acceptance of God's will makes a boastful heart still. And that's a good lesson from Psalm 131 on humility. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.